We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Jason Smith, president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about some ribbon cuttings here that you have going on in the community.
Yep. Of course, we're coming up to ribbon cutting season, which is very exciting. Although, you know, I meant to say something earlier. I have a bone to pick with Nick here for just a minute. You know, when we started the show, Nick gave the weather update. And really, Nick, snow in March, really?
You know, I was going to thank the authorities planning the weather as I made it, and I chose just not to make the joke. I figured people might not appreciate it. But, you know, we don't really get to choose it here, though some people do like to attribute it to our readings, unfortunately.
Don't shoot the messenger is what you're saying.
Yeah, no. I think sometimes people blame the government. Some people blame the radio station. Neither, unfortunately, can control the weather, at least as far as I'm aware.
I have people blame the Chamber of Commerce. I have people who think the Chamber of Commerce controls weather. You know, my standard answer to that, Brandon, is if it's nice, it's Manhattan Chamber of Commerce weather. If it's ugly, it's Lawrence Chamber of Commerce weather.
Exactly.
So that's how that works. Yes, no, but hopefully if Nick will keep the snow away, and no more, we don't have any more March snow or April snow, we will have several ribbon cuttings coming up. On Thursday, March 31st, the ribbon cutting for Booth Creek Wagyu, which we're not sure. We're hopeful maybe there's some samples. I don't know. But certainly going to take the opportunity to go in and try some Wagyu beef. It's kind of interesting to be able to buy that in Manhattan now. So that'll be fun. That's at 519 McCall Road, Suite 500, so where the superstore was. At 3 p.m. Then, in terms of the other new business, it's not on the calendar yet, but the last snow, which Nick probably didn't have anything to do with either, but we had to cancel the ribbon cutting for LEAP, which is the new facility kind of in the West Loop area. So that will be rescheduled. We don't have a date for that yet. So those are the two new businesses. We did also finish a ribbon cutting and back in February for Tommy's Express, and that was their new location as well. We have three companies that will celebrate new locations. The first is on April 1st, and that is Intelligent Integration Technologies, which is at 2801 Claflin, Suite 200, and that's at 11 o'clock. New location for the Flint Hills Volunteer Center at 322 Houston, Suite 104, and that's at 10:30 a.m. on April 18th. And then on April 21st, we will celebrate a new location for Andrews and Associates Counseling, and that's at 4201 Anderson Avenue, Suite D, and that'll be at 10:30 a.m. as well. So one other event that I want to bring up, because it kind of goes back into some of the workforce things that we were talking about earlier, but we are partnering with Kansas Works on a career fair. It's called Build a Better Kansas Job Fair, and it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center, and that will be on March 22nd, so next Tuesday, from noon to 7, and it's focused on production and technical jobs, so construction, manufacturing, CDL drivers, and other trades, and we are expecting about 30 companies that are going to be at that, so from 12 to 7, if you are looking for an opportunity, you can come in. The other pretty cool thing about that, from 10 to noon or 11 to noon, we're going to have students that are going to be going to that career fair, and they're going to get the opportunity to talk to some of those businesses as well. So either for maybe internships or jobs when they get out of high school. So we're proud to get to partner with Kansas Works on this. But if you are a business and are interested in being part of that, give us a call down at the chamber and ask for Amber, and she can help get that set up. We're handling the registration on that for Kansas Work. So excited to be part of that.
That's great. And it's good that we can do those in person again, because in the last 2 years, doing job fairs especially, I think it's better in person.
Yeah, there's a lot of things are better in person, which brings me to another upcoming event is our Regional Leaders Retreat. And we were obviously disappointed that we had to delay this year's event. It was scheduled for January. It was about the time that we had the spike in Omicron, and we had some of our local health officials who suggested strongly that we have a mask requirement for that event. And we just felt that having masks in that particular event was not conducive to what the outcomes that we try to get, which are, you know, we want people to have dialogue. We want people to be able to feel like they're able to talk to each other, because we do table talks, and there's just a wide variety, and you're sitting with people for, you know, a day and a half, and how do you monitor drinking and eating and doing all that? So I think we crossed our fingers, decided to postpone, crossed our fingers that we would see a downturn in some of the numbers, which fortunately we have, and hopefully continues to stay low. But we are scheduled to have that again May 12th and 13th, which is, again, we've moved it from Friday and Saturday to now Thursday and Friday, which seemed to be popular last year. And it is in Manhattan, which for the second time, we're having it here again. So, and we have finalized that agenda, and we will focus on some of the items that we talked about at our last retreat and we've talked about earlier today, which are childcare, buildings and sites, and entrepreneurship. We also will be looking at, and we've asked, you know, it was kind of unusual last year. We had the city issued a new strategic plan. Kansas State issued a new strategic plan. Actually, the Board of Regents did, but it included a part for Kansas State and economic prosperity. And then the Flint Hills Regional Council at the end of the year, which a lot of people may not be aware of, put together a strategic plan that followed the Region Reimagined strategy. And so we thought it'd be a great opportunity to get those entities in, talk about the priorities in those plans as it relates to economic prosperity and development, and make sure that the alignment between those three entities and then the Chamber's Region Reimagined strategy, we're all working in the same areas, we're all leveraging each other's strengths. And if for whatever reason there seems to be something that's a little incongruent, that kind of take up some dialogue at that point and figure out how to address that. And then the last topic that I think will be fun, we have a number of people in the three county area that we're in, actually four county, because one of them actually bleeds over to another county, but that are working on new attractions or venues or something regarding tourism, and so attracting more tourists or visitors or those kind of things. So we have asked anybody that we're aware of that has at least gone down the road a little ways to vet the viability of a project. We are asking to come in and do a 15-minute kind of summary of what's going on, and then when that's over, we're going to have about a 2-hour breakout session where we all talk about, you know, other things that are in these plans that we can all work on together to expedite or prioritize or those kind of things. So it'll be fun to see what's kind of being planned from, you know, Geary County all the way over to Pike County, and some that incorporate all three counties. And so it's a little different than we've done, I think, in the past, but tourism is such an important part of our economic future that we felt like spending most of the day Friday, which is what we have it set up, talking about those kind of things will be fun.
All right. Well, that sounds really good. And, you know, and I know there's always been the talks about doing something down there at I-70, but that's...
Well, that's interesting story. There is a potential project at I-70. It's just going to be, it's right now I-70 and 99. And we have those folks, the Waubunsee County Economic Development people, that are coming in and discussing what's going on there, because there's already construction, I think most people have seen. And
the truck stop.
They've got some other ideas for that area, and so we've asked the Waubunsee County people to come in and talk about it.
Cool.
And they're excited to come do it. So.
Well, that's good. That's our region here.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jason, it's always good to talk to you here. Do you have any predictions for the Final Four?
You know what? I just haven't followed it this year the way that the way that I normally have. I followed Kansas State and obviously was disappointed that they didn't make the tournament. But hopefully it'll be good games, and maybe we can see Cinderella finally win it.
Sounds good. There's Jacksonville State's out there. That's one of them.
There you go.
Good to talk to you, Jason. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we got a busy show. We're going to have John Jobe from Research and Extension. We'll have the Senior Center. We have Animal Shelter, and we have a preview of the Optimist Spaghetti Feed coming up as well.
Yeah, you're going to be rushing in and out a lot, Brandon.
Yep.
One of them is a phone call, though, so that might make it a little bit easier on you. Definitely. As always, this episode will be archived online, newsradio.kman.com, the rest of the afternoon and morning. Ken Coleman, Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, and the game at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. News Radio KMAN, CBS at the top of the hour, coming up.